Peace to the Buddha, peace to the Dharma, peace to the Sangha. The spiritual focus of this week has been the teaching of the precepts. So I'll say a few words about the precepts. The first thing that I myself think about the precepts, when I think of the precepts, is that the precepts are for me, and for me, the precepts are not for other people. That does not mean that the precepts do not apply for other people as they apply for me. It means that for me, the precepts are about my thoughts, my actions, my choices, not about the thoughts, actions, and choices of others. This simple principle, and it is incredibly simple and really should be obvious, but this simple principle is of the utmost importance in training in the precepts. What other people do, think, and say is not my problem. My problem is what I do, think, and say. Why is this so? Because I get the consequences of my actions, my choices, and other people get the consequences of their actions and their choices. If I willfully do that which hurts others, then I get the consequences of my choices, and secondarily, others get the consequences of my choices. But whatever I do to others or others do to me, that cannot keep the wheel of suffering rolling unless the person who is recipient of that action uses that action as the excuse to start it rolling. Except for the fact that, of course, if I willfully do that which hurts others, or others willfully do that which hurts me, that, of course, keeps the wheel of karma rolling for me, for the person who is, in that case, the perpetrator, in other words. Each man his karma makes and must carry for himself. And this is simply an absolute truth of existence. I urge all those who have taken the precepts to heart and those who have renewed the taking of the precepts to heart to take this teaching to heart and to meditate with its implications. We cannot know true immaculacy if we spend our lives complaining about others. And we cannot stop complaining about ourselves if we continue to complain about others. We cannot forgive ourselves unless we can forgive others. If you read Reverend Master's wonderful commentary on the precepts, which I regard as simply the distilled essence of Buddhism, of Buddhist teaching, in the highest form, you will see that the focus that I am expressing here is the focus of that teaching and the precepts, which is to focus on doing one's own training and trusting others to do their training. This is also what really divides a spiritual adult from a spiritual child. And we are all prone, I think, to slip into being spiritual children at times. But taking this teaching to heart and putting it into practice is a way to keep returning to being a true spiritual adult. Someone who stands on their own feet in the presence, stands up straight in the presence of the Buddhas and ancestors, admits when they're wrong, does Sangha, retakes the precepts and goes on, and leaves the world of praise and blame of false hope and despair, leaves that world behind and walks in the procession of the Buddhas and ancestors, following the eternal wherever the eternal leads, whether it be through heaven or hell, whether it be anything in between heaven and hell, following the eternal because it is one's great joy and one's great love to do so. Following the path of the precepts because this is what it truly is to follow the eternal, when the precepts are truly one's blood and bones. As Dogen puts it, feeling sorry for those who do evil and praising those who exhibit virtue. And in either case, continuing on to do one's own training beyond praise and blame, beyond good and evil, beyond all worldly confusion and worldly despair, just doing that which needs to be done for the sake of the doing, because in this doing there is the following. Making offerings though we ourselves may receive nothing whatsoever in return, not keeping score of right and wrong, of hurts and benefits. This is true freedom. And if we can learn to do this in life, if we can train to do this in life, then at the time of death, we will slip, step, slide, dissolve naturally and effortlessly into the infinite ocean of the eternal's love. And in whatever way, in whatever form, in whatever realm, whatever world, we will continue on endlessly within the life of Buddha.
Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.